Hello everyone and welcome to Work Talk Live, the TV show where we discuss today's topic, social and economic issues. Today's topic is very popular and controversial, the 4 days work week, for or against? Many countries and companies are thinking about this idea. Some believe it could improve workers' lives, while others think it could create problems for business. To discuss this topic, we have two guests today. On my left, Emily, a business owner who is for the 4 day work week. On my right, Olivia, an office worker who is against it. Let's start the debate. Emily, why do you support the 4 day work week?
Thank you. I support the 4 day work week because many employees today are overworked and stressed. If people work 4 days instead of 5, they have more time for their families, their hobbies, and their health. When workers are happier, they are usually more motivated and more productive.
I understand your idea, but I don't agree. If people work only 4 days, they will probably have to work 10 hours a day. That can be very tiring. Many workers are already exhausted after 8 hours, so longer days could make things worse.
That's not always true. Some companies reduce the total number of hours. Employees can work 32 hours instead of 40 hours. Many workers actually prefer this system because they can enjoy 3 days off every week.
But in many companies, that won't happen. Some bosses might simply increase the workload and expect employees to finish the same work in fewer days. That could create more pressure and more stress.
All right, let's stay calm. Emily, do you have another argument?
Yes. Another important point is productivity. Studies show that employees are often more focused when they work fewer days. They waste less time in meetings and organize their work better.
But not every job can apply this system. Hospitals, restaurants, shops, and public services need workers every day. If they adopt a 4 day work week, they might need to hire more employees, and that would cost a lot of money.
That's true, but many sectors could adapt. For example, office jobs and technology companies could easily use this system.
Even then, it could create organization problems. If many employees take the same day off, the company could suddenly have fewer workers.
Okay, calm down. Emily, how could companies solve that problem?
Companies can create different schedules. Some employees could take Monday off, others Friday off. Also, many companies that tested this system reported higher productivity and happier employees.
But there is also a financial risk. Some companies might reduce salaries or bonuses. With inflations and rising prices, many workers cannot afford to earn less money.
In many experiments, salaries stayed the same. Companies realized that happier workers are more loyal and more efficient.
I see the debate is getting a bit intense. Before we finish, I would like to hear your final opinion. Olivia?
To finish, I think the 4 day work week is an interesting idea, but it is not realistic for every company or every job.
Thank you. Emily?
I believe the 4 day work week is a modern solution. If it is well organized, it can improve workers' happiness, health, and productivity.
Thank you both for the lively debate. Emily believes the 4 day work week improves quality of life, productivity, and health. Olivia believes it could create fatigue, organization problems, and financial risk. Now it's your turn. Dear viewers, are you for or against the 4 day work week? See you next time on Work Talk Live.
Bye bye, thank you, see you soon.